And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio, thanking you for tuning in each and every week to hear about the amazing things that our kids are doing in schools across Long Island. This week, we are more than pleased to be joined once again by Central ISIP School District, and more importantly, an amazing vocal group, the Sweet Adelines, one of my favorites. And I promise you, in the second half of this show, we're going to have a little what we call food for the ears as they will perform for us. And because they're so nice, we're going to do this twice. You're going to hear from a bunch of students over the next couple of weeks. So, Dr. Koenig, welcome back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools.
It's so good to be here with you, Bob.
Now, I say all the time, Doc, and I know we've had conversations about this, you got a great story that unfolds at Central ISIP every day, and the work that you and your staff are doing is just amazing. And I am always awestruck with some of the things that you guys come out with, some of the unique programming, and this is one of them. And we're going to be talking barbershop, and we're not talking a CTE class here. We're talking a discipline in singing, the old school, old standard barbershop that a bunch of young ladies are learning how to sing. What are some of the other things that are going on that you're most proud of about Central ISIP?
Well, it's as I say more times than not, Central ISIP is probably the best-kept secret on Long Island because we have a staff and a student body that people would pay their credit cards to have.
Right.
And they are responsible for the reason so many of us can't stop smiling.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, I agree with you. I think it's one of the best kept secrets on Long Island, and a program like this one got me so into it. I went to one of your holiday concerts a couple of years back, and for folks that just love to hear high school performances during the holiday season, your holiday concert is one of the tops that you have to get to because your choir groups, you had a young lady do a solo, and if I remember right, she was from another country a couple of years back, and it was just absolutely amazing. So your music program is incredibly strong, along with some of the other unique programming that you have at Central ISIP, to give the opportunity for your kids to succeed and be ready for that next step. And how are you able to keep it fresh? You've been in the education business a long time, and every time I run into you, you're like a brand new superintendent. How do you keep it fresh?
I keep it fresh by staying as close as I can to the young women in this room, outside, because they make it easy to want to do more.
Absolutely. Now, Miss O'Connor, you are the teacher and the club advisor, I guess, because it's both a class, it's an elective class, but you also take this group on the road, so to speak. So tell the folks, again, we're talking barbershop, we're not talking how to cut hair, we're talking how to sing. Okay. So explain to the listening audience, number one, how is barbershop different than a cappella?
It's the chord structures of how the music is put together. Normal music is written in do, mi, so, do, and barbershop music is really written in do, so, do, mi. So it's a different break, it's a different chord structure that allows these chords to ring, and it the melody line is not exactly at the top that you're used to hearing. So you get this really cool vibe. You get this cool ring in the music, and it just gets under your skin.
Yeah, it's a very full sound,
yeah,
too. It really is. Now, you have how many students? I remember covering this show a couple of years ago. You have how many students in a particular year?
This year we have 41. So I can go anywhere between 33. This is probably one of the bigger groups I have I've had is 41 this year.
Right. And again, it's an elective class that you can earn high school credits towards your graduation as one of the electives, correct?
Correct.
So, but there's a caveat, right? Not just anybody could walk into your class and be a member of the group, correct?
No.
I mean, it is, one, it's sought after, right?
Yes.
So on a typical year, how many people are trying out for a coveted spot to be able to call themselves a Sweet Adeline?
Generally about 300.
So 300 young ladies every year are going to come out, test their chops,
yeah,
to get into one of those coveted spots. So it is safe to say that the 41 represents some of the best voices in Central ISIP.
Absolutely.
So as a teacher, what does this mean to you year after year, being able to teach this discipline of music to some of these students, which is, you know, you're singing probably a lot of old standards that, you know, heck, you know, have been written long before even Dr. Koenig was around.
Yeah. Well, this is, it just, it makes me happy. I think that's the best way I could say it. It just makes me happy to come to work every day.
Yeah.
I love watching them learn some of these old standards. I mean, some of the things that I knew as a kid, because my father was a jazz musician. My father was in the Count Basie Orchestra.
Wow.
So I grew up with all of these things. And then to go around, and it's almost like doing a complete turnaround, that now I'm teaching these things that I grew up with, but in a cool different way. I look at it, and then I watch them love it. I watch their eyes light up. I love them, loving the chords. I mean, today we were doing something, and I was showing them, look, let's just play around with this. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, that's great. And they're just like, I can't wait to perform this.
Wow.
That's why I do this. I want them to love what they're doing and be proud of something and work hard towards something.
Well, we're proud of the work that you do, because it is amazing year after year. We are surrounded by the officers of the Sweet Adelines. And, well, listen, rank has its privilege. So, Sierra, you are the president of the Sweet Adelines. What grade are we in?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. How long have you been able to compete and maintain your spot in this class?
4 years.
4 years. So when you were in ninth grade, how did you hear about this class, this group, and what made you want to go out for it?
So in the eighth grade, my friend was going to audition for the group. And I knew what it was, but I wasn't going to audition for it. I was just there for moral support. But then they pulled me into the audition room, so I just auditioned, and I got in on spot.
Got in on the spot. So safe to say you got some good chops.
I would say so.
Yeah, yes. You could be a little confident. You're also president of the group. So talk to us how you get elected to be president of the Sweet Adelines.
So I had to give a speech in front of all the girls.
Right.
And then they voted anonymously. And then I got elected.
All right. And you got all the responsibility, right? They were like, oh, thanks for volunteering. We're going to pick you.
Yeah.
Good job. Now, your vice president, Elizabeth, what grade are we in?
I'm a senior also.
You're also a high school senior.
Yeah.
Same question for you. What made you want to get involved with the Sweet Adelines? I'm assuming it's a pretty popular program in your school district.
Yeah, well, since I was a little girl, I would always sing because my father, he's the choir director for the church.
Oh.
So, yeah, so I've always had like an influence on music, so...
All right. And what would you say has been your best experience so far with being a member of Sweet Adelines in Central Islip School
My
District?
Best experience was last year when we got, what place was it?
First place, oh yeah.
Where was it? We've got so many. Narrow it down.
We competed in Disney last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you got first place down in Disney.
Yeah.
Happiest place on earth, and you had the people smiling even happier, right? Now, the secretary of the group, Karen, you know, you've got some pretty strong personalities, right?
Yeah.
And listen, when 300 girls are competing for 40 slots, right, you probably have some strong personalities. So what is your role as secretary, and how do you help make it all work?
Well, when I come in, I grab the attendance book, I take attendance, make sure everyone's here on time, and you know, if anyone's late, I gotta pull them aside.
Oh, they love you.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that I'm most hated.
Okay.
But it's
so,
okay.
So we just spoke to the good cops, you're the bad cop.
Yeah.
I have to be. All right. And how often are people late?
It's died down.
It's died down. You've cracked them into shape, right? No
definitely.
Nonsense.
Yeah. If you're late, I'm going to embarrass you, and you're going to do the walk of shame.
The walk of shame.
Yes.
You have the walk of shame with the Sweet Adelines.
Yes, I do.
What is the walk of shame? Do they have to sing something by themselves, or you just make them say, I was late, I'm sorry, I let the team down?
Usually what I do is everyone, it's quiet, I call them over. Why are you late?
And they have to walk over to you.
Yep.
And if anybody knows that you've called them,
it's over.
All right. Your team has certainly picked the right person to be the secretary. Probably not as much of a taskmaster, but Brianna, you're the treasurer.
Yes.
So what is your role with Sweet Adelines?
So whenever we do fundraisers, I collect the money, make sure the money's in on time.
All right. Listen, if the money's not there, how are you going to get to Disney? Because you know what? Disney might be the happiest place on earth, but if you're not paying the bills, It's not going to be so happy.
Yeah.
All right. So when we come back from the break, Brianna is going to continue to talk to us about some of the fundraising ideas. And then we're going to have some of the Sweet Adelines perform. Is that all right, Ms. O'Connor? That works for you? You're listening to the Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. We're continuing our conversation with the folks from the Central Islip School District. And stick around. We got a real good treat for you coming up next. Food for the ears, as I like to call it. We're going to hear the Sweet Adelines perform for you. And again, check out their holiday concert coming up right around the holidays. December 19th, I believe, is the date. And you can hear all the talented music over at Central Islip and everything they have to offer. Spotlight on Long Island Schools. We'll be right back after this on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio, once again, welcoming Central Islip School District into the house, but more importantly, the Sweet Adelines. And in a few minutes, you're going to be hearing their talented voices. But before that, we were talking with Brianna, who is the treasurer of the Sweet Adelines. So, Brianna, I mean, you guys took a trip to Disney, so there's got to be some fundraising involved with that. What are some of the unique things that you guys do to fundraise for the Sweet Adelines to go out, perform, and compete?
We hold local car washes. We do a mixed bags fundraiser. We sold coupon books, pretzels, cookie dough. We had a lot of different fundraisers.
Great. So you get a lot of support from the student council, but you also get a lot of support from the community as well. Yeah, you guys are probably pretty much like rock stars around the halls of Central Islip and probably outside too, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you guys perform locally, like besides your concerts and anything else? Do you guys go out anywhere else and perform?
We performed at Skamia Jazz, right. Acapella Invitational. Those are all local.
All right.
Like, you know, events.
Okay. Very cool. And, you know, listen, they have some very powerful voices. So, folks, sit back, relax, and in just a second here, you're going to hear the great sounds of the Sweet Adelines. Not done yet, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that was just kind of the warm-up. And the great thing about Barbershop is they do a lot of what we call old standards. And for young ladies, probably ranging in age from 15 to 17, to learn some of the old standards is just an amazing thing. It's so nice. We're going to do it twice. And this one is going to be a little more fulfilling. And the song is called It Had to Be You. So once again, here we go with the Sweet Adelines on LI News Radio and Spotlight on Long Island Schools 103.9 and streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com.
Every night when I was alone, other lovers, each with their own, I sat and cried. Couldn't fall till we met. We met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found there's somebody who could make me be true. might never be me.
Never be me.
Might never be cross or try to be boss. But they wouldn't do, just wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still, it had to be you. Wonderful you, had to be you.
That was absolutely amazing. Ladies, I can't tell you how great that sound is. And Barbershop is so different than a cappella because, in my opinion, my humble opinion, I think it's such a full, full, rich sound. And you guys nailed it. Great job. Great job. Ciara, I got to tell you, your president, talk to me about the amount of time that you guys have to practice because you guys made it look so easy and like, this is old hat for you guys, and I know some of you have been doing it. How long does it take to practice to get the group, all of you, to sound that crisp and clean?
So every day we have class, so that's 40 minutes. But once a week, each section has sectionals, which is like an hour and a half to 2 hours. So it's a long time. And then everybody obviously goes home and practices on their own.
Sure.
So... I would say
now, do small groups get together? Like, you know, do you have certain groups of four or five that might get together and just like start randomly singing at Burger King or something like that?
Yeah, all the time, actually. A lot of us are friends, so if we hang out, we just start singing.
Yeah, why not? When you have such talented voices like that and you guys have learned a skill set that it is safe to say no other singers on Long Island in high school have learned the discipline of barbershop like you. A lot of them sing in a cappella groups, and there's tons of them, right? Very few have learned the discipline of barbershop. What does it mean to you to be singing some of these songs? I mean, listen, I don't think a lot of these songs are on your playlist on your phone, right?
Well
they kind of are for practice, right? But they're not your first choice. Like, prior to becoming a Sweet Adeline, they probably weren't on your playlist.
No.
So what does it mean when you guys are singing these old standards and you're learning them? What does it mean for appreciation in general for your music skill set?
It's definitely, you learn to appreciate different styles of music instead of like just pop and hip hop, rap.
Yeah.
Like music from, I guess, when a different time than we grew up is beautiful. It's different and it's not like anything that we usually listen to.
Right.
So you definitely learn to appreciate harmony and like different, I guess, the just
the different, genres, sure. Mm-hmm. And what's next for you beyond your senior? So this is your last go-around with the Sweet Adelines.
Yeah.
This is the last go-around at Central ISOP. What's next?
Well, I plan to do choir in college, but I'm going into pre-med at Molloy is my go-to school.
All right, so you're just going to be a little bit of a slacker. Pre-med and sing on the side.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Elizabeth, same question for you. What's next beyond Central ISOP for you? And more importantly, how do you think Sweet Adelines has helped your high school experience, but how do you think it's going to help you beyond high school?
Well, it definitely helps me now because it's something that I do look forward to instead of just, you know, school and math, English. It's something that I enjoy doing and I can just forget about all of my problems and just enjoy and
just immerse yourself in the music and get lost in the tunes, right? And what's next after Central ISOP for you?
Well, definitely go to college. I'm not sure what I want to do yet. Like,
I haven't figured that out yet. You got a head start.
But I just want to find myself and see what I like.
Great. What do you think you're going to remember, say, 10 years from now about your experience with the Sweet Adelines?
Definitely the relationships I have with Sierra and all of them.
That's great. Yeah. All right. Karen, same question. What's next after Central? Listen, you are the taskmaster, right? So, you know, I would sit there, you know, I know a command sergeant major in the U.S. Army who's kind of tough like you, too. So what's next after Central ISOP for you?
Well,
go to college, of course, right. And I want to go to St. John's University, and I want to be a teacher.
All right, and well, St. John's is one of the best, yeah. too, and it's listen, St. John's, you know, a little bit further west of where you're at now, yeah. but some great experiences. How do you think working with Miss O'Connor and in Central Islip, how do you think they're preparing you for the next step?
Well, it's definitely, like, opening my eyes to see how to deal with people and, like, being accustomed to different types of attitudes, since I am very headstrong myself. It's teaching me how to, like, you know,
just step back, yeah. relax, step chill back out a little bit. If they're a minute late, it's okay. You don't
yeah.
have to.
Well, a minute is
that's a long time. All right, so maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 right. seconds. That's it.
All right, Brianna, same question for you. What's next after Central Islip, and how has Central Islip helped you prepare?
I hope to go to Howard University and study elementary education.
Wow.
Central Islip has made me like a lot more, well, this group has made me a lot more confident. Before being in this group, I can say I was a lot more shy and, you know, to myself, but being in the group has opened me up and I feel like a lot more confident.
Well, ladies, I gotta say, we're gonna interview another set of the Sweet Adelines in part two of All Central Islip All the Time, and more importantly, All Sweet Adelines. And in show number two, you're also gonna hear these girls perform, these young ladies perform a couple more songs for us. Listening to the Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Tune in each and every week to hear about the amazing things that our kids are doing in our school districts across Long Island. We thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to like our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Your place to go suggest a program, club, or activity for your kids to be the next one right here in our Spotlight. Baby.